age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we're going to empower you. That's what we're going to do. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show. We're going to be talking about some weird science for the first part of the show. It may be entertaining. I have to admit, I can't make this stuff up, you know. Wish I could, but it's too funny. Also, we're going to talk about our nutraceuticals that we didn't get in last time, and we have a crack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are too. And I'm hitting the knees, and I'm seeking the Lord's face. And, you know, today's devotional is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where we're instructed to know, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, but neither does corruption inherit incorruption." Somebody needs to read that to Washington, people up there. I hope you're seeking the Lord's face, mind, and time, because it grows short, and that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the Quacker, we got some food recalls, apparently up 10% since 2013 because of foodborne illnesses that kill about 3,000 Americans a year. Apparently, foodborne recalls are up than they were just 5 years ago when it comes to especially meat and poultry. This is the Watchdog Government Analysis Group that found that meat and poultry recalls increased 2/3, overall up 10%, according to a report that was published in the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. So they are claiming that the numbers prove more could be done to protect our food supply against contaminants like E. coli and salmonella. So the analysis is showing that two E. coli contaminations in, let's say, romaine lettuce killed 5 people and put 100 more in the hospital. Salmonella outbreaks in raw beef made almost 250 people sick, and 12 million pounds of beef got discarded. So wash everything. You know, I don't care if it comes from the organic, you know, bin at your favorite store. You need to wash that lettuce, get it all clean. Moving along in the Quack report. Scientists, they're growing human blood vessels in petri dishes. Oh, yeah. University of British Columbia is reporting on a breakthrough. They're engineering blood vessels. That's what they're doing. Supposedly going to be a breakthrough advancement in vascular diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and so forth. So they're trying to prevent, you know, the changes that happen in blood vessels due to those types of diseases, because they cause death and morbidity. So being able to build human blood vessels as what they call organoids from their stem cells apparently is their game-changer technique. All right, last up in the Quack Report, last but not least, Americans are drinking less alcohol. I don't know, Frank, do you believe in that? Do you think that's true? I would have thought they're drinking more alcohol because this world is crazy. Americans are laying off the booze, apparently. And the brewers, the world's biggest brewers and liquor companies have noticed. And so what they're doing is they're, these breweries and alcohol liquor folks, they're coming out with other types of beverages like tea, energy drinks, and non-alcoholic spirits. New data, this is U.S. alcohol, down 0.8%, right? Last year it was down 0.7%. So they're expecting it to be down 1.5% by the end of this year. You know what I think's going on, Frank? I think... you think they're using opioids? Well, it could be. I think the millennials, especially that generation, has gone to marijuana. I think instead of alcohol, they're smoking more of that, and that's their drug of choice, basically, to chill out with. So, yeah, man, marijuana therapy—that's what they're using. And how do I know this? Well, I have 3 millennials. Not that they're dope smokers or anything, but this is what they're telling me. So that's what I think. I think there's less alcohol being consumed and more marijuana being smoked. That's what I think. All right. Well, it's just my opinion. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about some weird science, you know, because I think the shock of unusual reports in scientific medicine, it continues. Yeah, there have been, you know, some logged reports on some studies that scientists are conducting, or really out there. Hundreds of thousands of dollars and man hours are being used for studies that I don't know. I think they rarely benefit health, to be honest. But I thought we'd take a look at a few of them, you know. may want to get a chuckle or two, but let's look what's going on in the lab. So what could be happening in laboratories across the globe? Well, it's anyone's guess, but in November 2018, Live Science, they did a report on several of the strangest medical studies in scientific history. Now, granted, one of them was done way back in the early 1900s, but it still goes to show that these were the medical experts of their day using time and resources on this type of research. So there's what, seven, eight? There's eight of these I want to read to you. Okay, number one. In Romania during the 1900s, a scientist wanted to know what it was like to be hanged, and so he hanged himself more than once, relying on his assistants to save him from the brink of death. Okay, so how does that help, you know, people live? I don't know. In 2006, science wanted to see which was worse, drunk driving or driving while using a phone. Now, the Journal of Human Factors published their findings in which 40 people were made drunk on four separate occasions, and then they were asked to pilot a driving simulator. You know, it wasn't really a car on the road. It was a simulator. So they tested drivers when under the influence. They tested them when they were just using a phone. And then they tested them when they were sober and when they weren't using a phone. So the experiment showed that when the volunteers used cell phones while driving, it produced more accidents than with the drunk driver. So, interesting stuff. That may serve its purpose. I can see how that can help. But in 2007, scientists in Brazil, they determined that some people with sensitivities to certain foods can have reactions if they have sexual intercourse with someone who ate the offending food 4 hours prior. So it appears that bodily fluids can carry some of the food proteins, and that study appeared in the PubMed journal. Isn't that something? Like semen. You know, let's say the woman's allergic to Brazil nuts, and her husband, boyfriend, or whatever had Brazil nuts. He ate some, and then they had sex later, and she broke out and had anaphylactic response. Isn't that something else? I never heard of it before, so I think that's interesting. Now, in 2015, Frank, this is going to be something else. Listen to this. The evolution of the fist of a man's hand was under debate by scientists. They were comparing a man's hand to that of an ape's hand. The human hand has a shorter palm and fingers, but longer thumbs. So the manual dexterity changes with the length of the thumb. So they conducted kind of a morbid experiment that was published in the Journal of Experimental Biology, and they collected a bunch of human cadaver forearms. They mounted them on wooden boards, suspended them from a pendulum, and in order for the hand to strike a padded surface with some force. Now, some of the hands were open, so it struck with an open palm, and some were in a fist. And they concluded that the fist is able to deliver more force in a blow by about 55%. They also noted that the tight fist reduces the impact on the bones, the metacarpals in your palm that connect you, your fingers and your thumb to your hand. So the scientists, though, were unable to agree that if the human fist evolved from the ape for fighting purposes, why didn't the human face evolve into more of a protective structure? Because that is usually the target of a fist. Don't you love when they debate stuff like that? Well, in August 2018, science was studying some blood therapy. And what they did is they had volunteer patients drink their own blood, and then they wanted to monitor for inflammatory bowel diseases. So they had them drink 3 to 10 ounces of their own blood, which is pretty disgusting. However, the study had the 16 volunteers to do this for about a month, and then they were switched to drink the other participants' bloods. So it wasn't their own blood they were drinking. And to no surprise, the participants developed flu-like symptoms, acute gastroenteritis, and bacterial pharyngitis of the throat. Their stool samples produced unusually dark stool, and the scientists said that the proteins in the blood provided them with what they called disease markers. And all that research got published in the August 2018 Journal of United European Gastroenterology. So I'm like, you know, the Bible's real clear. You're not supposed to drink animal blood, so what are you doing drinking human blood? Well, that's a no-no. 1994, researchers wanted to study the perplexities of wearing, get this, Frank, wet underwear in cold weather. Oh, yeah. After measuring body temperature, skin temperature, rectal temperature, and body weight, they discovered that wearing wet underwear in cold weather is uncomfortable. I can't make this up. They said that it didn't matter what type of fabric or material, the wet clothes made people that had wet underwear on shiver more than people with dry underwear. Duh. And the study was published in the Journal of Ergonomics. So it didn't matter what kind of fabric, just as long as it was wet and cold. Yeah, I know. And they spent time and money on that. All right, I got a couple more. The Journal of PubMed and the Journal PeerJ published a study in April 2014 on where is the worst place on the human body to suffer a bee sting. This was an entomology professor, Michael Smith. So he allowed himself to be stung repeatedly by European honeybees from head to toe, over a 38-day period. He endured stings on 25 different locations on his body, including, you know, face, armpit, fingers, back, abdomen, and legs. And Professor Smith determined that there are three most painful places to be stung, and those are nostrils, upper lip, and the penis. And the least painful, he said, was the skull, tip of the middle toe, and the upper arm. Yeah. I know. That is crazy stuff, isn't it, Frank? Okay, the last one. I know. The last one, the International Weekly Journal of Science, which is called Nature, in May 2007, published a study done by scientists in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where they had hamsters, and they gave the hamsters Viagra to cure their jet lag. Now, you have to ask yourself, why would hamsters have jet lag? Well, they don't, but I would speculate that the drug company was looking for another use for Viagra and to rename and remarket it. Yeah, Viagra for jet lag. What may they call it? Maybe we should have a contest for a name. Now we could get some really great names, right? All right, so the arena of science can really indeed be a maddening one. And what is going on offshore on floating labs is scary. So the lack of jurisdictional oversight is kind of real with regard to a science. And there's really to no reprimands for scientists that step outside the lines of ethics. There's really no specific laws in which it can incur criminal charges should science do anything to jeopardize humanity. So without a code of conduct which is enforceable with penalties, science is pretty free to disregard all restrictions. So which is why offshore labs do exist when countries do ban certain types of research. So I think, you know, Dr. Phil McGraw, I think he said it best when he was describing ill-behaving men. He said, they do it because they can. It's that simple. You know, until you catch them and do something about it, they're going to keep doing it. Well, So I think we should conduct our own research, because in today's world, we really do need to conduct our own research on every treatment recommended to us. And we owe it to ourselves to do our due diligence. And gone are the days where patients could, you know, count on honest medical research and the treatments they produce. So the statistical odds that medical treatments will cause harm are reflected in malpractice insurance. Because insurance underwriters understand all too well what the risks are per medical profession, drug class, and surgical procedure. So millions of death certificates often confirm the statistical risks associated with modern medicine. And there is a solid reason why scripture is telling us that medicinal herbs are beneficial to our health. So herbs are compact nutrition, and prescription drugs are synthetic toxins. So to me, it's a no-brainer, but many put their trust in scientific research instead of looking at thousands of years of empirical herb history that benefits mankind. So if you would like to learn more about how herbs can better serve your health, you might want to call Apothecary Herbs, get more information, ask for their free product catalog. The number is toll-free in the United States and Canada, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Of course, you can visit them on the web at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And check it out. Get empowered and, get second, even third opinions on things, because people don't understand. A lot of medical tests have a 20% error margin built into them. Yeah, overall, that's what it is. So many times you'll get a false reading on a lot of these tests. So, machines can just do so much. They have to be maintained. They have to be calibrated properly. Now, if you've got a lot of hospital staff personnel not wanting to clean equipment, can you imagine how often these scanners and these pieces of equipment that they count on to run a test on a person, how they could be way off, because they didn't want to call in, the technician to run it through a diagnostic. I'm not kidding. It's as simple as that sometimes. I'm not kidding. All right. I know we're going to be coming up to a break here shortly, but I promised to cover the nutraceutical topic because we didn't get it in last time. And, most of America's supplements tend to be more private labeled for retail stores, like Walgreens, Target, Walmart, GNC. These are all private labeled supplements. Even Rite Aid has them, Sam's Club. I think I've even seen stuff in PetSmart. But the GNC hub is really located in Greenville and Anderson, South Carolina, and most of the supplements on the market are synthetic chemicals that often are adulterated. So when they're adulterated, it usually means that according to the FDA, the products are mislabeled. So this can indicate that there are ingredients in the product not listed, or there are ingredients missing from the product that are listed. So most supplements are manufactured very cheaply with synthetic ingredients or a mix of synthetic and organics called nutraceuticals. And most consumers are kind of unaware of what really is in their supplements. I get people that call me all the time and I say, well, is your supplement whole food or is it a synthetic? And they go, I don't know. How do you tell? That's the next question they asked me. Well, you read the label. You read the label. Most consumers are not aware that in reality their supplements, a lot of them that might even say 100% nutraceutical, that's not 100% organic. People think nutraceuticals are organic, but it's not 100% organic. Most of the products contain a list of a petrochemical list of ingredients that nature does not make, and are really synthetic copycats of what you would find from a natural source. So I think we should take a closer look at what you may be, you know, putting in your pantry or swallowing every day, thinking, you know, I'm fortifying my system, I'm doing a good thing. You may or may not. Now, inside the supplement market, there are 2 to 3 U.S. companies and a few European companies that are manufacturing mass market manufacturing supplements, and they do it under different product labels. So they're called private label producers. In other words, let's say, Frank, you wanted to jump into the supplement market and you wanted to have a line of bodybuilding supplements called Frank's Bodybuilding Supplements. And, you know, if you're in Europe, you just go bebopping over to one of the European manufacturers, or if you're in the United States, you'd go to the 2 or 3 that we have here, and you say, hey, I want to make a line of products for bodybuilders, and they would give you a book called a monograph book, and it would contain recipes for supplements, a lot of it synthetic, that the FDA's already approved. So you wouldn't have to go through the standard approval process by the FDA, because this company has already been approved to make this formula, and all they have to do is make it for you, and you have a designer design a logo and a label, and bam, put it in a bottle and put the label on, you're in business, see. So most people don't realize that's what's going on in the health supplement market. Now, in 2015, several of these private labeled products were allegedly cited as adulterated. And one example was a product that was mass produced, private labeled as a ginkgo biloba product. It was a tablet. It was in tablet form, which consisted of wheat, radish, and mustard. So where was the ginkgo? Those were the fillers, but where's the ginkgo? With other supplement products, when they were tested, the actual plants that were listed on the label, 5 out of 24 had no identifiable plant signatures. Okay? And here's the thing. Sometimes, you know, even these big companies that make supplements, they'll order as cheaply as possible their stock of ingredients to make these supplements. And if they're not checking very carefully, and if they're importing from other countries are notorious for cutting or even selling or mislabeling ingredients, like from herbs and plants. So they could very easily be thinking, oh, let's dump some ginkgo into this product, and it's not ginkgo at all. All right, we got some problems in that kind of area where they're making synthetics and not whole food organics. So, you know, if you got 5 out of 24 that don't have any identifiable plant signatures, well, then we have a problem with some of these private label supplement manufacturers. They tend to substitute all kinds of ingredients. They even use beans as fillers in a lot of stuff. I know, I got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the prostate kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Double O Seven, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Go green. Herb Talk Live, green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Engineer Frank had me laughing during the break. I got to compose myself, Frank. All right, we were talking about the nutraceuticals. Let's get serious. If you think about it, companies like Walmart and GNC, they really don't have their own quality control labs. They don't have their own manufacturing facilities for this kind of thing. They private label it. And they're not geared to developing brands and therefore private label or sell another person's private label brand is really one huge consignment store. That's what Walmart is. So Target, Kmart, Walgreens, and other chain stores are operating on similar basis, and there's really little to no attention paid to the quality supplements. They're counting on the private label company to do all that. All that matters is, does the product sell? Right. Let me read you this quote from a New York attorney general. He said this in 2015. Contamination, substitution, and falsely labeled herbal products constitute deceptive business practices and, more importantly, present considerable health risks for consumers. I think there could be some risk there, but certainly not as high a risk as prescription drugs. Right. Okay, so let's say the ginkgo's missing. How many death certificates do you see listing wheat, radish, and mustard from a supplement? Right? Okay. Let's look at some definitions. A lot of consumers think nutraceuticals, 100% organic, when they're really not. Some sources list nutraceuticals as foods with added medicinal benefits. So what's been added? Well, the nutraceutical products have been fortified with synthetic chemicals or vitamins. They often contain food or herb sources treated with synthetic vitamins or minerals to supposedly add additional benefits. So nutraceuticals are often called functional foods. And now the folks at Medical Life Science say this about the nutraceutical category of supplements. This is Tom Mastovic. He's a medical doctor, and he says nutraceuticals are nonspecific biological therapies used to promote general well-being, control symptoms, and prevent malignant processes. Now, it kind of sounds like a definition of a pharmaceutical drug because supplements, we're told, can't treat or prevent disease. Am I right? Absolutely. Actually, Dr. Mastovic goes on to clarify nutraceuticals in this way, quote, the term nutraceutical combines two words, nutrient from a nourishing food component and pharmaceutical, a medical drug. So the name was coined in 1989 by Dr. Stefan DeFliance, a chairman of the Foundation of Innovation in Medicine. All right, so you want herbs with the drugs mixed together? You got it. It's called a nutraceutical. So when we look at the Foundation of Innovation in Medicine, we see Dr. DeFliance saw the potential of foods and herbs to have a greater impact on in medicine's use. So it's really a step to make foods, I think, part of the pharmacology, making, you know, them more like drugs and less like a food source. So the foundation is often referred to as the voice of innovative medicine, and that is kind of outside conventional treatments. And the foundation wants to bring unsubstantiated alternative treatments into the same arena as other treatments in your allopathic medicine. So the problem is that these treatments are polar opposites, and it's like kind of trying to mix oil and water. So it's as if Dr. DeFliance was trying to legitimize food nutrition and medicinal herbs as therapies to the scientific community and the medical insurance companies, where they write underwriting. And you know what this would mean if that happened. You know, Americans would really lose a lot of control over the sources and availability and quality and even potency of their whole food supplements if scientific medicine took them over. And perhaps that is what is intended. That's their agenda. But if the foundation is able to convince Congress and the halls of science that the blending of foods and herbs and synthetic drug ingredients, a source being considered a pharmacological condition, and the therapeutic use of them to prevent a disease and provide benefits, then foods would actually transcend into that category with a new definition as well. It would be a drug. All your foods would be drugs. So, I mean, you know, you're used to putting oregano on your pizza, and all of a sudden, oregano's a drug. See? So drugs are highly regulated but expensive, right? So what better way to really, I guess, hijack food, make them into a drug category, than combine the food with a pharmaceutical-type ingredient and call it a nutraceutical? It's a stepping stone to that area, if you get my drift. So foods would be redefined if that happens. Medicinal food, maybe they'd call it. But it would all be under the supervision of medical science. This is really another way of ushering in the Food Harmonization Codex Code. Dr. Stefan DeFliance, chairman of the Foundation for Innovation in Medicine, says food's role in human nutrition is one of the most important areas of investigation, with wide-ranging implication for consumers, healthcare providers, regulators, food producers, and distributors. I don't know. Are we going to see maybe some new drug factories pop up? It's really no secret that drug companies are making medicines out of some highly unique and even strange processes. And, for instance, the use of agricultural plants and farm animals used as a lab or a factory in themselves where they can grow pathogens within these sources and then harvest them to make drugs. They do that. It's often called pharmaceuticals, F-A-R-M, pharmaceuticals. Get it? Farm animals, pharmaceuticals. So the other angle the manufacturers of the nutraceutical area are working is that they're saying their product is safer, it's made under safe biological processes as opposed to other supplements. Advertising the nutraceuticals are stating that they offer the ability to safeguard you against mitochondrial malfunction, gene expressions, immune system, cell regeneration, and other biological processes it's supposed to protect and enhance, right? So synthetic pharmaceuticals have never really been proven to be able to provide that kind of protection. Never. It's just a claim. There's no substantiated anything behind it. However, unadulterated foods, your herbs, your nutritional components, they have thousands of years of empirical history saying it provides health benefits. Yeah? Now, science is producing a lot of DNA codes for foods, spices, and herbs. So what they're doing is they're isolating a lot of nutrients in these sources to get their DNA expression as an identifying marker. They isolate it, then make a synthetic copycat out of it. That's their goal. And this dual purpose is to also test supplements and try to catch manufacturers with adulterating their products. So what the industry is trying to say and trying to push forward to do is they want everything standardized. Now, you know that, Frank, you're on the West Coast. You plant corn. Okay, you got your little garden there. You got some corn. You got some tomatoes. And, you know, your little garden is rocking, right? And then on the East Coast, Wendy over here, she's got a garden. And she's planting similar things. And her garden is rocking, too. It's thriving. Now, what do you suppose my corn, if it's the same variety as Frank's corn, what do you suppose it's going to taste identically the same? It's not. Same with the tomatoes. It's all about soil location. It's all about the nutrition in the soil. It's all about the sunshine, the weather impacted. So from season to season, those changes impact crop yields as well as the nutrients in those crops and the flavors, the sugars, the proteins, the everything. God didn't standardize it, right? And so you have differences like that from year to year, fluctuations. You know, some crops are sweeter than others from year to year. Just ask any of the citrus fruit crop growers. From year to year, their orange juice will taste different. So what science is wanting to do is break down the complex code in your foods, in your herbs, especially your medicinal herbs. They want to identify each element, and they want to isolate it. Then they want to make a synthetic copycat of that element. It's almost like the ingredient in your tomato. They want to identify all that makes up your tomato, separate all the ingredients, make synthetic copycats. And then if you want a tomato, they're going to sell you each one of those ingredients that make a tomato back so you can assemble them to make a standardized tomato. Does that make sense? That's what they're thinking. So it bothers them. Their crops are different from season to season. You talk about control freaks. They don't like that, you know, my wheat germ may have, you know, higher amounts of amino acids or whatever than somebody else's. That's just not fair. That's the attitude. Here's a quote from Dr. Pete Cohen. He's a DNA coding test expert. He says this. He's with Harvard, by the way. The DNA tests are so extreme that the manufacturing process may destroy some ingredients, rendering the DNA test ineffective. So in the perfect world, if the data is accurate, then it is a devastating indictment for the supplement industry. So Dr. Cohen, what he's pointing out is that heat will chemically change supplement ingredients and can alter the results. He also is acknowledging that crops are not identical from harvest to harvest. So with all the fuss about adulterated this and adulterated that in supplements, not containing the right ingredients, there is still one advantage that food and herbal supplements do have, and that is they rarely offer a deadly risk, unlike pharmaceutical products. So the death certificate stating prescription medications really is countless, far outweighs any risk of using a supplement. When's the last time, Frank, you saw a death certificate that said death by herb? I don't think you ever saw one of them, right? I mean, a Guinness Book of Records, we ought to check. That would be where it's at, if it's there. It would be one of those rare things. Death by herb, for sure. All right. I know, I'm kind of in a mood tonight. I don't know. Frank, you got me giggling at the break, so it's all your fault. All right, so how can we reduce consumer risk? Well, a way to reduce risk with regard to supplements is to use whole food supplements, okay, because who did the chemistry? I see a show of hands. Who did the chemistry in whole foods? Well, that would be your creator. In other words, the ingredients in nature are produced in such a way that they couldn't be created that way in a lab at all. Food allergies aside, you have practically zero risk using whole food products. You know, if you're not allergic to certain ingredients, your risk is like zero. That's why there's no malpractice insurance required for an herbalist. All right, finding supplement manufacturers that use whole food ingredients is the first step. You want to, you know, check their processing, how they make their products, because processing can alter nutrients. Because you got to remember, all foods, all herbs, all those types of nutrients are sensitive to heat and light. When you cook something, you change it chemically. So you want to make sure how they process stuff. They could take a perfectly beautiful, pristine, organic ingredient and ruin it, right? So you have to check. Manufacturers that use a high-pressure heat source process going to change the ingredients, the nutrient chemicals. There's just no way around that. Therefore, you know, you might want to look at whole food supplement manufacturers that have a process that protect the ingredients from that kind of chemical alteration and preserve the nutritional integrity, you know, pristine as can be. Less processing can offer a better product, actually. Yep. All right, so anyone that really wants to change the nutrition in what God made in our foods and our herbs is really missing out on the benefits God put in there in the beginning. By preserving what he made, we also help preserve life, basically. So he's the master chemist. There is no chemist degree higher than what God has. And Apothecary Herbs actually uses certified organic, tilth-grown ingredients. They naturally age them in their herb catalysts and then cold press them. And this helps preserve the plant nutrition. If you get an opportunity to go on their website, the homepage has testimonial area. And you'll see a couple of people there that are in the scientific medical areas. And they've actually ordered products from Apothecary Herbs and tested them and said, oh, my God, you got such a full life spectrum in this formula. How did you do that? Right? I didn't do that. God did that. See? And so, you know, it's sometimes less processing is the best thing. Really. God did it right the first time. No need to reinvent the copyright there. So anyone that wants to change the nutrition in the foods that God has is really going to be lowering the potency, and they're going to be missing out on the nutritional and the health benefits. You know, I think a process that may take longer to preserve the integrity of the chemistry is going to, in the end, give you a professional strength formula. Now, I'm not saying the process is long and lengthy. It's just, you know, when you age something, it takes time to age it. So a lot of companies don't want to wait around and age stuff, you see. Sort of like wineries, you know. If you press grapes today, you got grape juice. You let it age, you got wine. Anyway, let me read you some of the testimonials I was mentioning. This is from a gentleman by the name of Tello in Cape Nettic, Maine. He says this: I decided to test your products. I tested with a microscope, oscilloscope, and a spectrum light meter. All life has energy, and even inert items have some resonance. I opened two bottles of your herbs, and I found them to be rich. Their color, and they had good lengthy spectrum to them, which tells me that they're high quality items and they are long lasting. I appreciate your website information and the processing you folks use. Seems processing is the key to quality, and I recommend your products for the quality I have seen so far. And then we have Dr. Michael Munhill. He's in Blytheville, Arkansas. He says this: as an alternative physician, I have access to and constantly compare herbal tinctures from all over the world. Your products are high quality, and please do not ever change quality. I choose apothecary herbs for the quality and uniqueness of their formulations. End of quote. So, you know, if you want a professional strength formula, so this is something practitioners would be using, you can use it too. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs can sell you to you directly. You can go to their website, and it's thepowerherbs.com, because what you're going to be doing is you're going to be taking the power back. You're going to be taking the healthy power back in your life. That's what you're going to be doing. The Power Herbs, and you can give them a call toll free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're on the website, you can definitely sign up for their free online newsletters. They go out each week, no subscription fee. If you have email, you can get these newsletters because they're only delivered by email. So click on the Books and Newsletters tab, and you can sign up for free there. The American Survival goes out on Tuesdays, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So tomorrow's Friday. If you want a Health Quest, sign up. And you will get empowering health information each and every week. Also, if you're signing up for the American Survival newsletter, you'll also get great insight information on the gold and silver market, financial markets, from the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. So they write some really great articles in there as well on what's, you know, keeping up on those trends and keep it on top of the financial area. So you can sign up there. Also, the Power Herbs book is up there in a download version. This book is only available in a PDF, Kindle, or iPad form. So you can check it out under the Books and Newsletters tab, and you can download that as well. There's lots of information up there on the site, but hey, if you don't do the internet, no worries. I think half of you out there don't, and that's okay. We do have a free product catalog that we'll send you in the mail, and you can kind of flip through, peruse the catalog, table of contents, flip to the sections that interest you. And if you have any questions or concerns, you can give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call, which is unique too. I mean, I don't know about you, but you know, a lot of times now these days you buy products and people sell it to you, but you can't contact anybody about it after you get it. Hardly, you know, nobody wants to talk to you. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs they'll talk to you because they understand this is kind of a learning curve. It's sort of like, you know, the first time you tied your shoes and learned to brush your teeth. This is going to take a little bit of getting used to, but once you get the hang of it, it's easy. It's really easy. So using medicinal herbs for health and well-being, it doesn't have to be rocket science. And I like the fact that they take all that worry out of the picture for you, and they hold your hand a little bit, you know. So thepowerherbs.com, give them a call at 866-229-3663. And I think coming up next week we may touch on some liver problems, a lot of liver inflammation out there. I don't know if you've noticed out there in the health segment in major news networks especially, they're always hammering from the health authorities inflammation is the cause of all these problems. And I don't say it's not. I'm just saying it's common, but it's not normal. So why is it common? That's what we have to get at. Because once you get at the cause of something, you have half a chance, if not more than half a chance of fixing it. And I don't mean just lessening symptoms. That's what modern medicine does. They manage symptoms. We're talking about getting rid of symptoms. We're talking about getting back to wellness, normal, cure, that four-letter word they hate, and being well again. That's what we're that's the goal. That's the other thing I've had to tell people. You're thinking, I don't know, I don't want to say brainwashed, but we have been conditioned. Modern medicine has you conditioned that you have to take this drug for the rest of your life. Okay, for a lot of ailments, whether it's blood sugars, migraine, headaches, cardiovascular disease, you name it. But when you use medicinal herbs, they're strengtheners, they're balancers, they're nutritional elements that feed the system so the body can heal itself, right? Now, depending on how weak it is, will determine, you know, how long you got to do a natural therapy and maybe how aggressive you have to get with dosing it. But it's getting you back. It's getting the strength back in the system. It's not a crutch like a drug, a prescription drug. So if it's not a crutch and it's a strengthener, what does that mean in the end? It means you don't need anything in the end. When you're healthy and well again, you don't need to use the herbs every day for the rest of your life. So that's not what herbs are for. They are not to replace prescription drugs by any means, and they won't, because they're strengtheners. They're just going to be strengthening the system, so you don't need anything. Isn't that a novel concept? We got to get back to thinking like that. People just don't think like that anymore. They're like, well, what am I going to do? I got to take this drug. Well, you could, or you can be well again. You decide. And a lot of times, you know, when you make the decision, you have to make it in your head. It starts all in your head, what you're going to do, and be committed to it. Stick with it. I've seen miracles. In the last 25 years, I've seen miracles happen, okay, from people being told that, you know, they'll never get off their heart drugs or they'll have a heart attack. I've seen people don't have to use their CPAP machines because their sleep apnea is gone. I've seen people reverse blood sugar problems. I mean, God didn't expect you to need a pharmaceutical industry to be well. He says, from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30, Psalms 104:14, and Revelations 22:2, that encompasses the span of, you know, the scripture. And he says, take note, my herbs are real potent, and they're here for you, and God can't lie. Well, we'd like to help you out with that and a lot of information, you know, get you going on that, you know, health quest that you're trying to embark on. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Take that power back. You'll be glad you did. All right. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.